Okay, so my last Boo I couldn't finish because I ran out of 5 minutes, which is precisely why I think that I should start podcasting. The only problem is I think I would ramble on a lot and people wouldn't really like that. I listen to two, sometimes three podcasts. I haven't listened to them in a long time, but Screw Attacks, Side Scrollers is usually between 30, sometimes 20 minutes to maybe sometimes an hour long. What else? And then Cheap Ass Gamers, Cheapy D and Wombat have a podcast that they call the CagCast, and theirs does go on for quite a bit, like maybe an hour, hour and a half, maybe even 2 hours. I'm not sure. I haven't listened to them in a long time. But I kind of like how they are, how they ramble on and on, kind of. Well, I don't want to say they ramble on and on, but they talk about their own lives. They talk about games they've played. They do everything that they want to in the podcast, but also add their own personality in there. And sometimes it's just funny listening to them talk, because they're either talking shit about each other or making fun of something. Yeah, my girlfriend got me Tatsunoko. Okay, I thought it was a U at the end of, I thought it was Tatsunoku, but it's Tatsunoko versus Capcom Ultimate All-Stars. I played a little bit of it. I actually beat the game what, twice. Once with Ryu and Chun-Li, and the other time with Mega Man Volna and Roll. And I'd, when I first got it, I tried to play as Mega Man Volna and Morgan, but I was really confused on the controller. It's gonna take some time for me to get used to it. I think just the weird thing is having the same button that I think the problem is that I get confused when this I use the same button to do Hadouken and to do I think it's called a Shampoo Kyaku. I probably sounded really white saying that, but the Hurricane Kick or the Dragon Kick, whatever you guys call them, I've heard people call them 100 different things. So, and I've heard little kids just say, "Oh, that kick when he spins," but yeah, it's a little weird. I'm coming from playing Street Fighter 4, so I'm used to using a kick button for that. And but I'll get used to it. If it reminds me a lot of Marvel vs. Capcom 1. There's a bunch of characters already just for being the first one in this hopefully new series. I when I heard about it, when it first came, when the Japanese one, Cross Generation of Heroes came out, I was really excited, and I really wanted to play it. And I hope that it would come out for Xbox 360 or PlayStation 3, because I know that they could make it look that much better and possibly have a lot more characters on disc and the ability to download some. But I recently read something where if, I guess, Nintendo gives them the go-ahead, they're gonna add more characters. So, that's it for that. I'm gonna play some more later. But one more thing that I didn't boo about earlier was, it's so annoying. I was going to go take a shower and there is no bar soap left. I'm still going to take one. I'm still going to take one. Thank God that there's body wash. But I don't know. Just no bar soap annoys me. But it, I guess, at least there's the body wash. So I'm going to go do that. And I am going to go play possibly some more Tatsunoko vs. Capcom. Bye.